good afternoon. Is it afternoon yet? It could it be is afternoon. No, you were late, so, well, so it is afternoon. Afternoon, yeah. So welcome to the parking lot, episode number 76. This is the draft. What is this, like summer? Is this summer
this
season?
This is the
spring/summer 2022. We got Dave, the Winnipeg Hammer, Stambra. We got Flo Joe Galuccia, and Tony and myself. So, Tony, go over the ground rules real quick.
Ground rules is, I'm going to flip this coin here. Whoever wins the coin toss is going to be able to pick first. The loser of the coin toss gets to pick the color of the uniforms. Okay? Other than that, we just go through the list. You pick out the players you want, and all is good.
Go ahead, Joe. Okay. You call it.
So, all right, I'm going to call it. Here. Which one's heads, which one's tails?
Okay, this one's heads.
Okay.
Triangle.
Yeah.
And whatever that is, I don't know what that is, that's tails.
Yeah,
it looks like a map or something. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
I'll call
take
it?
Heads. It's tails.
Tails.
So guess who gets the first pick? Announce it.
Dave. The Winnipeg Hammer, Stambra, gets first pick. And I believe he's going to talk to us about A.
Well, I know there's someone listening to this podcast. He said he would be an old friend of mine, Kevin Crow, and known him for a long time. And I just want to say that my first pick is Kevin Crow for the my third line.
There you have it. We love you, Crowbait.
So, of course, that is a bogus pick.
Oh, come on, Crow. So, I'm sorry. Who gets first pick? Dave?
Dave,
you're first. Okay, cool.
And,
so you pick first.
I'll pick, let me see here. Oh, there's a list of players here. How about that? Dennis DeVico.
Dennis DeVico goes number one in the draft.
You heard it here first. Sweet D, number one. Get some.
Okay, then my first pick will be Jerry Williamson.
That's right.
Goes number two in the draft.
And how about color?
Oh, yeah, you get the color pick.
Do you want to pick it now?
If you want, or you can.
I'm going to.
Wait. No,
I thought we weren't
supposed
to announce it.
We're not announcing it until the end of the podcast because I want everybody to listen because that's the only thing anybody gives a shit about is the stupid colors of the jersey, and we're not saying that until the end. So I know what you're doing. I see what you're doing.
It's never been announced before. You always wait till Sunday morning. So.
Joe is leaning towards red for the color.
Ooh. You got a new red flow, Joe? How about that? Nice. All right. All right.
By the way, you should tell him Tom McLaughlin's here for,
Tom McLaughlin is here for emotional support. Well done. Who's next?
Okay, you're going to pick first. Third pick.
Uh-oh. You don't have to worry about me.
You need your glasses for this, huh?
Yeah. Mullally.
Look
how tall. Mullally.
Oh, that's a big pick.
Brian Mullally.
BM. Yes. Okay.
Goes third in the draft.
The Hammer is going offense. I like it. Yeah. He's on the offensive.
See, things change.
Come on, Flojo.
I'm going with Greg Aston.
That's a good pick.
Greg.
See, that's a
Aston.
Dual threat. That's a dual threat.
He's
D and O.
Four in the draft.
Jeff Freitas.
I think he's short of the D. I think he's short of the D side
five.
Now. That's trouble.
All right, and I'm going with...
This is where it gets fun.
I'm going to take Norman. Norman Love.
Ooh. Big cat Norman Love. Oh. Dude, he was happy last game. I thought he was going to strangle Kenny at one point.
Yeah. And Freitas works well with McLean.
Get some.
Tommy McLean.
Yeah.
We're reunited, baby.
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
like it. I like it.
Where's this McLean fella here? Oh,
he's
he
probably
is.
On the back side of the third page.
Yeah, that's
where
exactly
the third liners hang out.
All right.
So number eight in the draft. Where are we going with that?
We're going with Mr. Calm, Cool, and Collected. Dave Gustafson.
Dave Gustafson.
Gusty.
Number eight.
That's a good pick.
Good pick.
Multi-talented player.
very talented. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys that are... That do
he, he's been giving Dave a bad name. He's been in the penalty box a lot, so other than that, he's a good guy.
Well, he's from Minnesota.
I didn't think anybody else took penalties except for me.
Last week, you were the only one.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah.
It wasn't a penalty, by the way.
No, there's only one penalty.
Kenny Marcello.
Oh, KM.
Kenny Marcello.
Oh, you see what we did there? We separated Norman Love from Kenny.
Goes number That's right. nine.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Kenny Marcello. Yeah, yeah. All right. Number nine, Kenny Marcello.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, we're going to go with Jeff Boyd.
Jeff, you know,
that's a good pick, man.
That's
a good pick.
I figure he's
so solid, man.
Yeah.
Are you reading my list here, Joe?
No. Because
you're just knocking my guys off.
Dave, Dave, could you make that list any smaller? Nobody can read that. You can't even read that.
Come on. Look at it.
Come on.
You got to love it.
Were they going scarce on paper at the office, are they? Jesus.
I know.
It's like you wrote it on the back of a sugar packet or something.
I think he was going in his wallet and pulled that. I thought he was getting a condom.
Oh, right then. We just took a turn for the worst. Oh, Johnny G.
That's a good pick, too.
He's at number 11, isn't he? Huh? John Maybe. Gibson.
That's Mr. Foamy, baby.
Another two-way player.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Dude, he's so crafty. Did you see him? I mean... If you make a move to him, he's going to burn you. If you don't make a move to him, he's going to burn you.
He's another steady guy.
And then he's
so good. Very calm.
What's that?
Patient.
He's going to get pissed at you later.
Well, yeah, if you look at him or fart on him, he'll definitely.
He'll give me the dirty look, swing the
Dude,
stick
the
against
Dude, the funniest one, I don't know if it was on Sunday or if it was on Tuesday, but you and or Joe and Gibby got a little tangled up. Remember
that?
That
was a while ago.
Was
that
on a
Sunday morning?
Was that Sunday morning? Oh, man, he was mad. He was hot.
We worked it all out, though.
I'm sure he did.
It was all worked out. All right, I'm going with another versatile guy. It goes both ways. Scott Nygaard.
Scott Nygaard.
Scotty, solid.
He has really come along.
He's the Minnesota Tank, man.
He has really picked up
his Very
game.
Good.
Number 12, Scott Nygaard.
Yeah. And my old buddy for many years, Kevin Crowe.
Crowbait. That's a big pick, man.
Yeah. This is third line, solid third line player.
Very good.
13.
13? Wow.
I wonder if that has any significance.
Lucky?
Lucky 13.
Mm. All right. Next, let's
Number
see. You got
to
start working on second line stuff here.
Well, I see players that got to be going, man.
No kidding.
You know,
it's
the
tough
second
now.
Lines have been so strong.
Yes.
They've been really good, the second lines. You can't miss.
I'm going to go with my second line is going to be looking like a lot like it did the last time. Mike Jugan.
Jugs.
There's a guy who's picked up his game.
Dude, no kidding. You know what? You know the common denominator is Mike Jugan and my buddy Big Joe here. I've lost the equivalent of what a human being between the two of them, and it shows, man. You guys can skate now because he's lost a lot of weight, and so have you.
Did you see Sunday's game with Jugan? Barreling down the ice to he beat out a defenseman.
I did see that.
He beat out Shields.
Did he? Yeah,
Shields.
He went right around
he beat
him.
Out Shields.
He did.
And that's pretty tough to do.
Very.
Wow. Looks, sounds like I need to lose some weight.
I'm not pointing any fingers, Dave, but if I was, I'd be pointing them right
took,
at me. Fat bastard.
That was 14. Number 15 in the draft.
Yeah.
Who's up? You're up.
I'm up. I don't know how much time we have on this.
You have as much time as you need, buddy.
Time in the world.
Dr. Krivitsky.
Ooh.
I'm picking him.
Ooh.
Dr. Krivitsky.
BK. I call him Beaky Beak.
But just one thing about him is...
two-way player.
He doesn't have a real medical license. This is true. I went in to get an MRI, and... you know, I don't know what it was, shoulder problems or whatever. And, you know, he couldn't find anything wrong with my shoulder, but I had arthritis.
Oh.
So,
well,
there's another guy.
Well, you're old,
went
and
to
we all have arthritis.
Guys have gone to him.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sitting there doing my laces Sunday morning, and some guy said, yeah, I went to Dr. Krivitsky, and, you know, I had problems with this area, and he couldn't find anything wrong with it. but I do have arthritis.
Okay.
That's his go-to statement.
Is that why you mentioned your lawyer earlier? I'm just curious about that.
Right? No, I've seen, you know, and it's at least three players. That's what.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, but good hockey player.
Very good.
And a two-way player.
You know what's funny is if he would spend more time like going towards a puck versus he'd be a hammer. I love you, BK. BK and I go way back to the beach rink, man. He was one of the first guys I ever played with over here. BK and the one crazy guy, what was his name?
Steve Corvette.
Lou.
Oh.
Crazy Steve was ice hockey only, but Lou Luongo and me and BK were on the same Puck and Pirates team.
Oh.
And Greg Aston was on that team. We've been playing for a long, long, long time.
But I could never put him on. You know?
All right, you're next, I think.
Put him on.
You're next, right, Joe?
I can keep my second line. It's exactly as it was the last time.
Well, then you're going to switch
really
it up.
Successful, but I got to switch it up. So, to switch things up, I'm going to take Mike Cristiano.
Ooh, Cristiano.
Mike Cristiano at number 16, I think, right? Mike Cristiano, where are you?
Winnipeg Hammer is up.
Craig MacArthur. Sorry to interrupt.
That's a well-done pick.
I'm surprised he went
I wasn't going to say shit because I didn't want him to get in with Steve or with Jeff Boyd.
I was going to take Craig, but
they're hammered together.
Like I said, you wanted to change things up a little bit. So that would have been my identical second line from last season. So.
Because I can't influence any picks, but I was like, hey, Dave.
He's playing a good player.
He's a sniper out there, man.
We had a great second line last season. No doubt.
He's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were giving advice, Tom. I saw you wink and nod.
No.
And I was
no,
taking it as
no,
to go for.
No,
oh, really?
No,
you were nodding?
No,
oh, my
no,
goodness.
Oh, so you want to take that
pick? I am not, not influencing any picks here, just for the record. No.
Well, stop winking.
All right. Well, I guess last but not least, Gary Correnti.
Gary Correnti.
GC, baby. Now, is he going to come back for? Is he just going to come back for one ceremonial game, or is he playing?
He told me. This is what he told me. I talked to him 2 days ago. He says he's finally got the thing scheduled for June, and I can hear Robin in the background yelling, "He's playing! He's playing!"
Get him away from me, Tony, is what she's basically saying. Come on now. So he's got hip problems, right?
Yes.
So what is the deal with the flipping doctors that you just don't want to go get yourself well?
He's a surgeon. He probably pretty much knows what can go wrong.
Yeah, maybe
so
that's what it is. Maybe
he's going to get the hip done, wait the appropriate time, and then he's going to play.
Hey, man, there have been
in his words,
right.
Whether that's one game or back to it.
Well, hopefully he'll be back to it. There's a lot of guys that have had hips, of course, and they're playing.
And they're all playing.
Dennis had both. Pat Brennan.
I think had both,
Frank
right?
Smith is playing goalie after getting his hip done.
I want to say
Shields. Yeah, I mean, so a hip is a lot easier to come back from a,
so,
a knee, I think.
GC, quit overthinking shit because you are a neurosurgeon. Get your hip fixed and get your ass back on the ice.
That's right, Gary, we miss you, man. We need you back out there.
Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah. Hey, that was my favorite.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Right,
yes.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph.
You know, we...
Are we all done with the picks?
We keep
picks
Jugan
are done.
In business
picks
like
are done?
That.
Picks
okay.
Done. Tony, why don't you say something about the charity thing, the email that went out. That was actually pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That's... we did our charity this year. We did our charity this year for American Cancer Society. And it's a Relay for Life, I believe. It's... the side group, and we got a very nice letter. We donated $2,000,
and they're associated with American Cancer Group.
This is
right?
American Cancer Society.
Okay, cool.
It's the local chapter
gotcha.
Because that's all we do is when we give our charity picks have to be local.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that is the case because I was worried it might go to Boston or something.
No.
There's no affiliation with Boston
here
now.
Boston's got enough money.
Jesus. No, but talk a little bit about what they do because I was reading up it. It sounds pretty cool. It's a good setup.
Yeah, what they do is they, and it's mostly for children, they are, they do experimentation, of course, and they also do treatments for the kids. And you know, off the top of my head, I can't remember everything that's
it's like they were helping out with, like, in order to get to chemotherapy, like some of the ancillary things that you don't think about, like the cost of travel to get from place to place. They help out with that. So
putting, being able to put parents up.
Yeah, they do lodging,
it's
they
kind
do travel,
of the idea,
all the support
St.
services.
Yeah, it's all the stuff that you don't think about that will end up wiping you out. So it's a huge thing. And it's one of the things I absolutely love about this group, and I would never, ever stop playing to the point where, you know, I'll get both hips replaced, knees replaced, back or whatever. Maybe the brain, maybe that's what you guys are looking for. But I am not stopping because of what we do. It's awesome. So thanks and kudos to you guys.
And we do it every year. And we've been doing it every year for, well, we've been in existence 22 years, and well, since 98, so that's 22 years.
Are we doing a Christmas party this year?
Huh?
Isn't it 24 year?
Is it 24 now? Because we, well, this is
98 it started.
This is 2022.
Right, so 24
the
years.
The rink started. You started the first year of the rink, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's, they started 98.
Yeah, so we're coming up on the 24th year.
We're the very first group ever booked. Yeah.
So are we doing Christmas party this year?
Oh, yeah.
And then do we have a new or a different group that we're going to be contributing to?
We always do.
You haven't figured that out yet?
What we've always done in the past is, what I've done is split the charities. One we've always given to Harry Chafin Food Bank. We did not do Harry Chafin this year because of the so many problems with cancer.
Yeah,
we decided to let's give it all to him.
Understood.
And that's what we've done. But a new charity will be chosen. We've done so many charities over the years. We've done, and they mostly revolve around kids.
That one that we did for, I think it was Karen's, something or other. It's the one where the kids have lost their parents. What was it called?
Yeah, that's
what was that called?
Valerie's house.
That was one of the ones that got me the most, man. That little girl was so happy when she got out there on the ice. Oh,
yeah. That was a big deal.
We usually always invite them to the stadium for a picture.
Give them the big check. That was all.
Those are awesome. And, you know, and the kids really enjoy it. And we've done ad valorem. I'm sure that I mispronounced that word. Ad valorem or something like that.
Ad valorem is a reference to taxation, so you might want that one.
It's the ad valorem. You're right.
Ad valorem. Yeah. Okay, and what that does is that it goes to kids who are having trouble at home, you know, and it's an advocacy group that only works for the kids. But what was one we did for Woody's group there, the camp?
That's the Burn Foundation camp, the firefighters.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The firefighters Burn Foundation.
What camp is it? Camp Amigo.
Camp Amigo, yeah.
Camp Amigo. And that's for kids that have had serious burns, and they go to this, like, it's kind of a Western-style camp. They can, you know, ride horses, and they can do all kinds of things for the kids. It's just tremendous. And this group,
I think it's amazing.
This group is the greatest bunch of guys I've ever been associated with. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Mm-hmm. They're so generous. You know,
I like it.
Every one of them. So.
All right, but last but not least, like before in the past, Tony, you had created the names for the teams, but I think you changed that up last time, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Because
so, Super Dave, you got
to
come up with a name for the team.
Yeah, you got to.
And
you
then you do too, Flo Joe.
This is name your team. I've always done.
I'm putting
it.
You on the spot, man. Let's do it. Come on.
Well, you're talking like
you need to come
me,
up.
You're
with
giving me 2 weeks for this.
No,
right?
No, I'm giving you about 2 seconds.
Oh my goodness! Wow. Thanks for the heads up on that, boy.
Dave's
I appreciate it,
defensive
Tommy.
Dominators. Get some of that, huh? No, you don't have to use that. That's pretty weak. All right. Well, let's see, Joe. Come on, Joe. You got one?
You got a name you'd like to, you know, like to use, like the. Joe's Bacalas or something, or
the forget about it. I think that was what I was.
Yeah, he did have that for me 1 year. Yeah, I think the last time I was, that's what it was. The forget about it.
The Buffaloes, yeah. Come on, man, something.
Oh man,
God, you guys are no.
This
you're
is
not helping
this
out
is
the
not
content.
Easy thing to
Stop.
Do, you know,
Whoa,
especially
Joe.
When you're put on the spot.
We haven't ordered lunch yet.
Okay. Well, we're gonna wind it down, and we're gonna wind it down with the team jersey color selections.
All right.
Okay.
Psych.
Color select.
Oh, just give out a little credit. We're at Brooks Family Restaurant today, and I'm checking out the monthly lunch special, or Monday's lunch special. Ooh, buffalo mac and cheese. Get you some of that, huh? Bacon double. Ooh, goddamn. Bacon double cheeseburger. Are you kidding me?
I know.
I'm going to get that.
What are you getting?
Bacon double cheeseburger.
How would you like the
club? Medium, please. So real quickly, we're back, and we came up in the downtime. We came up with team names. So Joe, go first.
Okay, it's going to be Joe's Gugzillas.
Nice, well done. And what's your team motto?
Spell it.
What are you guys going to try to achieve this? He's got
it. Spell it.
Oh, the spelling.
You'll get mad at me.
All right, Gugzilla.
Gug.
Yeah. Zilla.
You sure there's not
like Godzilla, but Gugzilla.
I mean, there's not like 14 Z's in a row or two C's and an IA. Yeah. Come on.
Gugzilla.
Spell it. Spell your name for us.
My last name.
Spell it.
Gugliuzza.
And pronounce it.
Gugliuzza.
Gugliuzza. Okay,
Perfect, Tommy. You said it perfect.
I just go. It's Joe Googs.
My grandmother would be proud. Joe of you.
All right. So, real quick, what are you going to try to achieve this term? What's your goal?
Our goal is to score early and score often.
That's what she said. All right. What's up?
Challenge.
Big Dave. What's the name of the team?
Dave's Hammer Time.
That's damn right. We're going to bring the hammer. So, what's the goal? What's the mission?
What's the mission?
Can't ask your partner.
Joe's sitting right beside me, and it's like
you're gonna crush his soul.
I don't want to crush his spirit. We'll play a gentleman's game until something happens.
Until like 2 seconds into the first period. All right, guys. So thank you for listening. So peace out, bitches. Aim for the bush.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright, 100 seconds to midnight. As this town is shutting down, we got a first-class ticket to crazy town. Little unsettled, I'm a little disturbed. Common decency gets cooked to the curb. There's a Jesuit working for a circus clown, and he's the patron saint of crazy town. Crazy town, USA. I'm just sitting here inside all day. Crazy town, I'm getting the blues. I'm drinking from a fire hose of bad news. It's 4 a.m, I got the chills. Feels like I downed a bottle of crazy pills. The streets are empty, everything is shut down. We're on a runaway train to crazy town.